Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about how crappy your Thanksgiving was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if your Thanksgiving was amazing, then maybe you don't need any like reassurance right now.
Yeah.
But if your Thanksgiving sucked, if it was a terrible turkey day, we want to hear a story about how terrible it was.
Yeah. What went wrong? Give us all the tea.
It could be things went wrong with the cooking. My most terrible... It turned out okay, but my most terrible one I've talked about, like every appliance, my oven went out on Thanksgiving Day. That's a pretty, when you're trying to cook a turkey in a Walmart oven, it's like, you're basically reduced to like.
I picture an Easy Bake Oven.
It is basically an Easy, it's a light bulb.
See, that'd be good news for me. Like, good.
Good, I guess we're having
some cookies, yeah.
But, I mean, that, it sucked. Kitchen catastrophes, we'll take them, that part of terrible turkey day. But I think we're more looking for like the pointing the finger in the chest of your sister-in-law because that's the day you finally decided to tell her what a bee she is. Because you've had just enough sangria to like...
Give you some courage.
Yeah.
And delusion.
I thought we could start it out.
Okay.
Did anybody have a terrible Thanksgiving?
I had a lovely...
Wait. Can you do it in three words?
Ah, okay.
Oh, in three words?
And then we can like decide if we want to hear the rest.
Okay.
Four. How do I get it down from four to three? Quit yelling me. Stop yelling me.
Oh my gosh.
Who was yelling at who?
So we saw my wife's aunt.
I would have gone, please stop yelling.
Please stop. But that's not what happened. So I had to stand up for myself a little bit.
Oh.
Because I'm Mr. Anti-Thanksgiving. I don't like the food at all. Any of it, really. I'm picky and all that. And so it's always a nightmare for me, especially when I'm eating somewhere else. Because everyone's like, oh, eat. Oh, do you want this? And it's like, just please.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone. I'll figure it out. I'm an adult. I know I'm picky. I'll make do.
Okay.
But they're just up your case all the time, especially on a meal, a
up
day
your
like
case. I think you've combined on your case,
on my case,
or up your. But you can't say up your case.
Okay. Well, there's something. they're the other one, because especially on a day like Thanksgiving, it's like this is my pride and joy. I worked all day on. You're not going to eat anything? It's like no, I'm not.
You have to pretend.
I eat what I...
No, you have to put everything on your plate and then find a way to move it around on your plate.
What do you eat on Thanksgiving Day?
Nothing. Mashed potatoes, that's it.
I go heavy on the bread. Heavy on the bread. But that's any day. The turkey, I'll dabble in the turkey. I'm to do mashed potatoes.
Oh my God, you're
And there's an
loser.
Art to getting it on your plate in such a way that it looks like you...
There's
it looks
more.
Like a full plate, yeah. But I actually... Her aunt was just on my case, so...
are the reason.
It's because I don't want to say up my butt. I'm trying not to say up my butt. Now I just said it. So
three times. all right. So
about
you're probably the cause of somebody's terrible Thanksgiving. Like someone could call us right now and go.
Wait, but hold on.
Because I cooked all
you
day.
Said stop yelling. So did you stick up for yourself and tell
I did.
Her to?
Yeah, yeah. Because she was just kept saying like, oh, try this. You got to eat this. Try this. Try this. Or you're not going to eat anymore. And then finally it was like, stop. Stop yelling at me. Just pay
it's attention. Supposed to be a joyous day. Pay attention to
everyone else who's eating. Like, I'm fine. It's fine.
Okay. All right. Well, we want to hear.
So I probably ruined her Thanksgiving.
We want to hear better stories or actually worse stories.
Yeah.
Because that's
worse.
Not that bad. If you had an app, it doesn't even have to be this one, but it's extra points if it was the most recent turkey day. But if you had a terrible turkey day, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. Call with your stories or text your stories in mm-hmm. to that exact same line. If I had to do my Thanksgiving in three words,
yeah,
I don't think I want to do this.
I didn't know that it was supposed to be like a sentence. I just picked three words. Is that okay?
Three words. Go.
Oh, okay.
Sobbing, barfing, thankful.
I've seen those wall decors at Home Goods.
Really? Sob, barf, thanks.
I am definitely getting that made.
Yeah.
What?
It was the first holiday without my sister.
Oh, I should have guessed that one.
Drank a lot the entire week, and then it just kind of hit me on Friday. I was at T-Hack's house. Shout out.
Shout out to his bidet. I rinsed my mouth out with it.
But even after that, still thankful for everything that happened.
Oh my God. Could you rinse your mouth out with a bidet?
Absolutely. I mean, in theory.
Oh my God, that's so gross. All right, so my terrible turkey day. All by myself.
No.
Don't want to be all by myself.
I don't know what to do.
Even the turkey's like, other plans.
We had a miscommunication. Oh. I thought she was going to cook for the kids in the morning and I was going to cook in the evening. And then I was like, hey, what time are you eating? She was like, 4. And I was like, okay.
Oh my gosh. So, why couldn't you go over to like Ben's or Josh?
Ben went to Mexico.
Oh, I did.
Josh had a torn calf.
So why didn't you go over there?
I went over for a little bit, but it was his whole family.
They were
going
to have
stuff.
To eat Thanksgiving okay. twice? Those no, poor kids.
It was just like... Yeah.
There are some people that do like Thanksgiving food.
Right. No,
eat so much that they barf.
More turkey.
Like, he totally invited me and stuff. But my kids came by for a little bit. They just out of
cute.
Pity.
Oh,
and but
oh,
it was just like they're just sitting there going, like, what are you gonna do? I literally, this is the saddest thing, and I almost took a picture of it, but I didn't want a reminder of it. I had a single serving Marie Callender turkey pot pie.
Oh,
oh no.
So it's just I had the little
oh my God, I'm
I had the
start
little
crying.
Box just sitting on my counter and I was like, oh,
I hate that so much.
You needed my aunt there. You're like, that's all you're gonna have. Come on.
What really inspired us for this? Some mansion was destroyed in Connecticut because some dude tried to deep fry a turkey. It's every year. There's a story.
Every year.
But it's so dangerous. It's
going to light on fire. It happens almost all the time, which is why you do it. In your backyard.
Yeah, do it outside, away from
correct. He did it in his garage.
That should be why you don't do it.
Next to his gasoline-soaked okay. rags.
All right.
It took 16 hours to extinguish it completely.
Yeah. That is a terrible turkey.
At the end, oh, all right, turkey.
Oh, they didn't even get the turkey because it was burnt.
Don't wanna be...
I can't believe you even had one of those, a Marie frozen.
I bought it for that occasion.
Oh, no.
If you had a terrible turkey day, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're making each other sad with our pathetic...
You're just making everyone
you're
sad.
Right. Anybody want to sing with me? All by myself.
Kermit, is that you?
We want to hear your terrible, Marla.
Yay.
Terrible Thanksgiving. What happened?
Okay, so first we played We Listen and We Don't Judge with our adult kids, and I found out way too much stuff that I never needed to hear. That was step one. Then step two, I woke up with my pajamas on backwards and inside out. And I was discovered on the bathroom floor, covered with blankets, with towels and a pillow.
But you don't know how your pajamas
got... That sounds like a party.
Yeah, but this was with...
Backwards and inside out.
But wait, this was with family?
This was with, yes, with family.
So who took your...
my 9-year-old and my 10-year-old grandchildren found me.
They got her comfortable and put some towels
pajamas,
on her.
Why were her pajamas inside out, Erin?
And backwards.
Maybe she did that. I don't know. I was not there.
Okay, Marla. Do you feel okay? I don't wanna. Okay. All right. Thank you. What am I supposed to do with that? Like, something terrible happened to her at her own Thanksgiving party. Right?
Speculation.
Yeah.
Tara?
Hi, this is Tara Guy.
Hi.
Terrible turkey day. What happened to you?
Well, we didn't exactly get to celebrate Thanksgiving because we spent it in the hockey arena all weekend because my son plays high-level hockey, and I'm not kidding. They scheduled a game 2-4 on Thanksgiving.
Shut your mouth.
I'm not kidding. And my son's only 14. This is not the NHL, people. Like, and I watched 6 games in 3.5 days and never got to sleep in. And I've had in-laws in town since Tuesday, and they're staying another week to watch my
And you literally can't even cook them. Like, you, because you're at the arena.
Yeah, yeah.
At first, I was kind of jealous because I was like, yeah, hockey, let's go. But not that.
You're making me feel a lot better about my Thanksgiving.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.